Hello, friends, and welcome to today's episode of the Self-Improvement Project. I hope you are all well. I hope the turn of the year is providing a turn in perspective, potentially uplifting, potentially thinking about all of the things that lie ahead for the year. As I have started some of the most recent episodes on a Monday, I'm really enjoying this calming space. So I want to create that for you wherever you are in this moment in time as you spend a small part of your day listening to this. So we're going to do a little bit of breathing first before we get into today's topic. As I said, this is intended to bring you some calm, bring you some peace, bring you some respite. This is your space. This is your space to process, to listen, and just enjoy. So, we'll do a couple of breaths. First one, just through the nose. And exhaling through the mouth. This time, take two breaths in through the nose. And exhale through the mouth. And just sit with that for a few moments. One last one. One big breath through the nose. And exhale through the mouth. It's amazing how simple that can be, but just 20 seconds of controlled breathing just can make you feel so alive. Today, I want to talk to you about moments. Moments in our life. Moments that are important to us. Moments that can feel life-changing. But also just appreciating the lessons that moments give us in life as well. There are points in our life, stages, potentially, as I say, moments, maybe even seasons. These exist in our life and they are where everything seems to align. You can look back at moments in your life so far and look at the key things that happened at a particular stage that contributed to where you are now. Sometimes these moments of chance, meeting someone, being in the right place at the right time, these all align with who you're supposed to be in this world. It can be quite scary to think about because you actually don't have that much control over when it happens. You've just got to put yourself in the right place at the right time, as often as possible, for what you feel is supposed to be. I think a lot of this stuff that aligns in our life can be a representation of your efforts, your intention, and timing. Timing being the thing we have least control over, but it doesn't mean that we can't put ourselves in a position to be ready. An important point with moments in life is to make sure that we're listening. You might think that you want something, but maybe life is telling you that you need something else at this particular moment in time. If you don't feel ready for something, maybe life's trying to tell you that you're ready for this thing. And vice versa. Maybe you think you're ready, but life's trying to tell you that you're not. Opportunities are around us all the time, whether we like it or not. It's just how open our eyes are to these things that are around us. I sometimes feel there's a combination of not quite forcing these opportunities, but by being bold when the platform is there for you. Being brave, being courageous with things you believe in, and pursuing that. Some of these opportunities are potentially quite loud. Some of them are potentially quite quiet. Yet it's so important that we choose where to focus our attention. The awareness we have of that being an opportunity. That person, that job, that thing, that situation. Are we aware that that is an opportunity or not? What's our perception of this situation? These elements or ingredients are so pivotal to this being a key moment in your life. Is it new and exciting to you, and you feel that natural buzz of an opportunity? Or is it maybe something that's a little bit overwhelming and daunting, that, as I mentioned, life is trying to tell you, are you ready or are you not? One of our natural instincts can be to go to the fight or flight mode. The automatic response is what we trust. And this can be a bit of our personality as well. But sometimes when we do something we've always done, we'll get what we always have. These opportunities arise when it's time for you to build upon the character and personality that you already have. Sometimes these opportunities can be mundane and boring as well. And sometimes I believe this is trying to reinforce something that is the right thing for you in this moment. Obviously, when we don't listen, we miss. One thing that we are very good at as humans is looking straight past these opportunities like they're nothing. Ignoring's maybe a strong word, but it could definitely be perceived as that. This can, if you're in a moment of frustration or bemoaning your own luck, especially when you feel like you've tried very hard, this is a moment to look at the opportunities that you've maybe looked past. Yes, you're allowed to be frustrated or sad, yet look at the things that were actually available to you, and did you make the most of those to make sure you don't miss them next time they come up? Yet also there's these times where you miss an opportunity because it wasn't right for you. If you had gone for it, you wouldn't have ended up being where you are now. Maybe it was a test. I think something that is important here, though, is when these moments do come round, we have to be confident and assured enough in ourselves to take them on. We're naturally inclined to think negatively of ourselves, when actually what we do need in these moments is that little bit of self-belief, that belief that this is meant for you and that you are capable of doing this. These opportunities and moments in life that are showing themselves to you would not appear if you weren't capable. If you didn't see the opportunity, it might mean that it's either below you or above you or over your head. So the only opportunities that are going to present themselves to you are the ones that you're capable of. Ultimately, the elephant in the room here is that we choose to reject the big things because we don't think we're good enough. Yet, all we need to hear sometimes is somebody else telling us that we are good enough. The only perception in your head is of yourself. You don't have the perception that everybody you know has of you. So you need to listen to that sometimes as well. This is a little bit of inception here. Then once you realize you're good enough and that things are not going to go perfectly when you have these moments present themselves to you and you jump in, you understand that's how you grow. We need to find this sweet spot of we're good enough, but humble enough. This isn't going to be 100% smooth, but you're the person that is ready for this. The choices you make and the opportunities you get will lead you to where you're supposed to be. Time can sometimes not even be a factor here, whether it's stage of career, whether it's age, whether it's all the other factors in your life saying that this is not what you should do. I like to think of it a bit like a maze, that you're going to start and end at the same place, but you might just take a few different routes with all the opportunities that arise. You might hit a few dead ends, but maybe you're supposed to hit some dead ends. You might get through smoothly by luck, but you're always going to end up at the same place anyway. So there needs to be an element of trust here, but a big part of this is believing in yourself and having that humbleness and humility around you, that even though you know it's right for you, it might not get you there straight away. And that's me today, guys. I hope you've enjoyed some of those thoughts, and hopefully it resonates with you if you're experiencing one of these moments right now. If you want to write to me, write to me. If you want to reach out, say hello, give me an update on all things you, go for it. Otherwise, guys, I will see you next time. Cheers.